Ugandan opposition figure Robert Chagurani told his supporters in Kampala this Monday that we fight for freedom of association and expression despite COVID-19 restrictions. The leader of a newly formed opposition party called it, into quotes, double standards to restrict opposition politicians while accusing those in the ruling NRM party of freely holding public meetings.
You've all seen that NRM candidates are going around undisturbed with their campaigns. They've gone ahead to stage rallies and meetings, but whenever our people come together, they are attacked by the police. We condemn that.
Speaking in local dialect to Uganda, Chagurani said people should disregard the means of health guidelines.
I want to encourage you, my people, that you should not be deceived. You should not be deceived by those regulations. If someone puts regulations that he or she does not respect, then those regulations become irrelevant.
According to Ministry of Health guidelines, gatherings for more than 5 people are banned, while public gatherings with special permission should not exceed 30 people. The measures introduced in March also include banning and restricting public gatherings and previously movement. The Uganda Transition Scenarios Thought Leadership Group, a civil society organization in Uganda, said in a report in May that government measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19, though lawful, have also impacted civic freedoms. Rogers Morindwa, the spokesperson for the ruling NRM party, denies members from his party are conducting public rallies and meetings. He says both the opposition and the ruling party must obey laws put in place to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
There is the government, and the government has guided us on how best we can control the faster spread of COVID-19. As a party, we want to see the ground level of everybody. That's our position as NRM.
Crispin Kaheru, a civil society activist, says opposition leaders like Chagurani make a valid point. He says the government should implement COVID-19 preventive measures without bias.
Opposition politicians are being arrested and blocked from doing the very things ministers and other ruling party politicians are doing. In the face of a very dangerous pandemic like COVID, it is important that those in charge of managing its containment are above board in adhering to the health guidelines that they've set themselves.
Emmanuela Inebiona is the Minister of Health spokesperson. He says politicians across the political divide must respect the guidelines as they seek for votes.
My appeal is to everyone to know that the disease is still with us, and we must ensure that this political season does not become a catalyst to further the spread of COVID-19.
He added that schools, places of worship, as well as cultural gatherings must also remain closed in the country. Uganda has recorded over 1,100 cases of COVID-19, with a handful of recorded deaths. For VOA News, I am Mugume, Davis Rwakarinji in Kampala, Uganda.